You know, I love mountain biking. You know, I love adrenaline and I love riding so fast down the mountain. But today I'm actually going to talk to you about why we gotta slow down. I cannot even believe I'm uttering those words, slow down, and embracing them and thinking it's a good idea. I want you to stay with me to the end because I'm going to blow your mind with this concept of how to slow down, how to not be, quote, busy, and how to leave and create a lasting legacy so that you have this amazing life that is like completely extending beyond your lifetime. If you haven't already, hit that like, subscribe, follow. I don't know, they're always changing that button. If you haven't already done that, I would be absolutely honored if you subscribed. And I'd be amazed and just grateful if you left a review and let me know what you gained from the episode. But you know what? It's time. Let's jump in. Going fast is one of my favorite things in the world. I don't know that I should admit this, you know, on something that's going to be around for a while, but hey, it's already a record out there. When I was in college, I almost lost my driver's license. I received a letter in the mail and I commuted 30 minutes south of where I lived to go to college. And I got this letter in the mail and it said, "Hey, you've had this many citations and you have this many points. And if you have this happen again, your license will be suspended." So to say that I have, and those little infractions were speeding tickets that I had. And I love driving fast. I love riding my bike fast. And yesterday, I was actually telling another mountain biker how she was telling me how she loves snowboarding. I said, "I really love snowboarding, but I have a tendency to just carve and just fly way too fast. And I think I'm going to hurt myself. So I just go for fun, bluebird skies, ride with the kids, but that's that," right? So I understand my limitations. I'm imposing some level of accountability on my speed. And don't worry, I do drive safely now. I have children. I am a reformed driver, if you will. But I just want to drive the point home. I love speed. I would love to accelerate any process. I love to collapse timelines so that I can, you know, reach the finish line and achieve my goal. But I've learned something. There is this amazing, sweet power in slowing down. Most people are completely bypassing it and they're just oblivious to the power of slowing down. My husband is really good. We're balanced to each other. You've heard that before if you're a longtime listener. And he has a tendency to take things a little bit slower and he contemplates it more. And that's really helpful. And over the years, we've been married for, I mean, really almost 2 decades, like 16, 17, I don't know. Lots of years, right? And over those years, you know, you kind of brush off onto each other. And I'm seeing the value, especially over the last couple of years, of going slower is actually really powerful. So today, let me share with you three reasons. And perhaps I'm not going to try to convince you, but I want to invite you to explore the concept of going slower with what you're doing. And part of the impetus for this episode was, one, my propensity to love to accelerate things. And the second one is coming out of an event a couple weeks ago, Dealmaker Live. You can see the ambition level and people wanting to go as fast as they can to accomplish their goals. And I think that there's that counterbalance that's really important to consider as we go through that process. The first to consider is slow down. There are zero gold stars. Okay. I think life is almost like, hey, everybody's going to get a participation ribbon. You participated in life. Here you go. So you're not going to get something really super special because you finished something first. I'm going to take this to like a really crazy point. And that is, if you're trying to finish first, if you're trying to accelerate everything in your life, what does your life actually represent? You're racing towards death. that sounds so dramatic when it's put that way. But when we are racing towards something so ambitious, so assertive, we're actually missing life. So I want you to be really crystal clear with yourself right there. Like, why am I trying to be assertive? Sometimes we need to really push and we need to be ambitious in something because there is a timeline involved. If we're talking about economics, like and cycles for purchasing real estate assets, for example, there are some sweeter times to make those acquisitions or dispositions to sell them off. And so, yes, I totally understand there are some times where we need to, like, you know, put a little pep in our step and get going and hustle more. But there are also, that's not the day in, day out. That's not constant. And so that type of thinking requires us to be willing to sprint through life. So as you are going through your processes, I want you to evaluate, why am I doing this? Do I need to be asserting this hard, you know, this fast? What am I missing? What's the trade-off? For me, I've been more aware of pausing and saying, okay, my kids need me. And my kids are only kids for so long. That's a really easy example because if you're around kids at all, you know they grow and they change very rapidly. And so that opportunity is limited. Your opportunity to grow a business, that's really not limited. You can grow a business pretty much at any point, right? But your opportunity to be invested in your family, that's a finite period of time where you can cultivate and develop and be part of enriching younger lives and creating good bonds. So the whole point of all of that is, please make sure that as you are choosing to pursue something, whatever speed you are pursuing it at, make sure that it is falling in line with a longer term picture. Sometimes people say, well, I have to work this hard because I want to retire by the time I'm 50 so that I can spend time with my family. Okay, let's just rewind that real fast. Like, if all of your time is being consumed and you're away from your family, but you're doing this because you want to be with your family, does it actually make sense? Could you go a little slower? Could you retire at 55, but be more present in the now? Is there a rush to retire? Is there, right? So really think through why you are choosing to do something. And then you might say, where can I slow down? Or where do I need to slow down? One visualization you could do is imagine life as the people mover at the airport, right? The escalator, if you will, like it's the flat escalator and you hop on it and it just carries you through almost like a conveyor belt. Okay. You can hop on life like that and you're still moving and you're moving at a consistent speed and you're seeing things and you're actually picking up on more and maybe having some conversations you wouldn't otherwise have versus if you're on the speedway and you're doing a Grand Prix race and that's you alone in your car driving as fast as you can, a little bit stressful. It's actually really hard on the body from what I understand. So make your decision. You're going to get to the same destinations. It'll look a little different, but one is going to have a longer reward in it than the other. Another reason that you really should consider slowing down is when we're going so fast, we deplete ourselves. When we're going so fast, the things that we actually love and ambitions can oftentimes become the things that are pain points. The love you once had of creating music is now like, oh, it's a chore. I have to do this. I won't lie. I was wondering if that was going to happen with podcasting. I was wondering if I was going to reach a point where podcasting became a chore and something that I didn't like and something I wanted to just give up on. And there have been a couple times where I was like, well, you know, this is something I have to do. I've got to get this done. But in general, the 98% of the time, it's something I enjoy and love. Part of that is I don't have to create content constantly. And so, you know, you have your Monday mindset, you have your Thursday interview. It's not overtaxing my creative faculties. It's not depleting me in any way. Actually, oftentimes it's really invigorating speaking with our awesome guests and being able to share some of these concepts with you. So when you're going too fast, it can just suck you dry and leave you depleted. And you want to make sure that you're constantly being renewed and restored because you want to finish. I've used this analogy before. I have a friend, Kelly. She's amazing. She's such a bright star in the world. And she always posts these like super encouraging things on her social media platforms. She happens to be an ultra runner. If you're not familiar, an ultra runner, they run 50 plus miles, okay, at a time. I cannot wrap my head around this, but they don't run at the sprinter pace. And I've run with her before. Actually, because of Kelly, we've been friends for years. Because of Kelly, I was able to run my first half marathon. I went out and I trained with her. I should say she came along and, you know, taught me how to run. And she taught me, you know, this is how you have this stride so that you can run longer distances. And so I got a slight window into how she runs her ultra marathons. But I also know that along the way, she has a vest with lots of pockets and she's always, you know, eating this, drinking that, doing something along the way to keep herself fueled up. When we are doing something we love, if you want to continue to love it, we have to keep fueling it and nourishing it so that it can continue to flourish and be a blessing versus a curse. Aside from the first reason where basically I told you, hey, if you are trying to go fast, you're just racing towards death, I want you to think it's all about me, me, me. When we are going slower, we have the opportunity to help others. If we're going so fast and we're in our NASCAR car, right, or a Grand Prix car, and it's just us in the car, all, you know, welded and buttoned in and everything, or however it is, if it's just us, we're going so fast, we can't stop to help the other person along the way. We don't have time. We're too busy. We're too occupied, and we're going so fast towards the finish line, we just can't stop and help. And it would be very difficult to stop and help. At a certain speed, it's hard to stop and help. So I'm not saying that don't ever go fast. I'm not suggesting that in life. But I do want you to understand that when we are going slower, we are able to really do that analogy. Corey Peterson, Anthony Vecino, Austin Linney, and myself, we all use this analogy. And I don't know, it did not originate from me. It was from one of those guys. And I think it was Corey at first, but you know, barrel of monkeys always have one hand up and one hand reaching down, have one person pulling you up, but you are always lifting others up. When we are willing to slow our processes down, we're able to help other people become, reach their goals, their dreams, and become the next best version of themselves. If you're striving to lead a meaningful life, doesn't it look a little bit like that? If it's all me, 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 myopic, self-focused, we're not going to leave much behind. Would we be too much different than a, you know, a Carnegie or a Rockefeller or, right? We can think of these people and their names are still remembered and they did do a lot of really great things, but we want to go slow enough to where we can leave a legacy that's not tarnished, that wasn't converted at some point because of hardship and heartache or other negative influences, but we can maintain a positive influence in other people's lives because we are choosing to go slower. We are choosing to lift people up and to help them reach their goals. And other people are doing the same for us. Now we have this legacy and it outlasts our lifetime in a really powerful way. Well, again, I wasn't trying to, you know, convince you that you need to slow down, but I think these are really important things for us to consider, especially if you're a high achieving, high performer, and very goal driven, ambitious person. which I fall into all of those categories, and a lot of you do too. So it's really important to keep these as considerations as we go about living our life and pursuing the very next best version of ourselves. If you liked this episode, please let me know. Rate it 5 stars, drop a review, and please share it. That would be like so powerful to help empower other people so that they can lead super successful lives that last beyond their lifetime. Until next time, live big, love big, and go find your freedom.